Blog Talk Radio.
Kind of music. Kind of guy. Who kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low. I've been new. I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Whole scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down, got me every penny. 19, have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming. They know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions. I flip it for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances. I took for this spot, I put it all in the pot. Fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K. I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith. So stay the fuck out my face, Lord. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Delicent every, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck niggas. You niggas know what it is, niggas. We getting real money over here, niggas. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
Yeah.
Okay.
Excuse me, and what's happening? Welcome back to another episode of Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and my awesome sauce co-host, Mo Benz. What it do, Moski?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, people? We about to have another good one, man, tonight. Man, I'm feeling good. Like I said, this is the summer season. We had the premiere last week. We keeping it going this week, man. Stay tuned, man. We got big things popping over here.
Sound like you drinking or something. You're a little too real. You're real.
What's that Beyonce song? I've been drinking.
Yeah.
See, I can tell when you I can tell when you turning and burning. Okay, that's what's up. Well, I am 100%. I am 100% sober tonight. You know what I'm saying? You know, my week, of course, you guys know that I've been working on my house. I got a lot more stuff done this week. The guest room is finished. I am super excited about that. It looks so good. The chairs, the accent chairs have been put together. Curtains up. Kids' room. Their room has been clean for a whole week. This is legendary. This is epic. This has never happened before. Why? Because I have a camera in their room now, so I can see everything that they're doing. If you take something in the room, I can
Big
see it, and
watching.
I have cameras up on
Big
my
brother
TV.
Is watching.
And if I'm not in here, I have a camera up on my phone, and they
That's
read
why
in their room
no
and
Airbnb. Been
for a whole week. You understand me?
You
I absolutely love it, all right? So
no
everything
Airbnb
is still good in order. With that part, I'm down to three major things that have to be put together. So if you guys have been following the show, I have come a long way. And so the She Lounge is almost done. The bar stool, the table is put together. The bar cart is put together. The turf is laid down, but I actually ordered another thing of turf because I actually needed double the length than I got. So I needed like a 14-footer and not a 7-footer. So I brought another turf to go down. The pool table is being delivered tomorrow. So we put the mosquito net up. I don't know if I didn't do it long enough. It was short or whatever.
The pool table going
up
in the Sea Lounge?
Yeah. Pool table,
okay.
Dartboard,
after
air hockey. Yeah. Like the couch
spot.
Is in there. I moved the surround sound in there, so the music is there. And I just actually enjoy sitting out there. I went on Amazon, and you guys know I'm an Amazon influencer, so if I talk about Amazon, I get paid too. So I went on Amazon, and there's like I was looking for like a mosquito candle, right? And I found this machine, and basically you plug it in and it sucks all of the mosquitoes, the flies, the gnats. It sucks it into this machine, right? Just like the lamp that used to burn. And it's like $30, $32 on there. And so I said, when I do my next round, I am buying that for sure and putting it in a corner and letting it do what it needs to be done, because it's like one side of the mosquito net, like it didn't cover the garage door. But I digress. I have three things left that have to be put together, and hopefully those things will be done, and I would be just completely organized and finished with everything that I had to do. I went to bed at 5 o'clock this morning because we were finishing up the bar stools, the table, and the bar cart to go that's in there. So I woke up about 1 today, and I was like, let me go ahead and finish because I was hyped. So I put the surround sound out there, spread the speakers out. Really, really enjoying this thus far, enjoying the moment and enjoying what is happening in that situation. Also, shout out to our top 5 countries tuning in. Moby, tell me the top 5.
So we got the top 5. You know, I always take it from bottom to top. So number 5, we got the land down under. Shout out to Crocodile Dundee, you know what I'm saying, Australia, you know what I'm saying. Shout out to Aborigines too, you know what I'm saying. Number 4, once again, I always say Viking country, man. Shout out to Sweden, man, Northern Europe. Number 3, we got England, United Kingdom. Number 2, we got Canada. I'm going to talk about a little bit of Canada. This show I've been watching on the World Famous Shopper. But shout out to British Columbia, Vancouver Island, Nova Scotia, you know, all them Canadian provinces. And then number 1, the wonderful United States of America. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all 50 states. Shout out to all the fly cities. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the peoples in the United States, man. Keeping us in tune. You know what I'm saying? So that's the top 5. Man.
Right.
Shout out
How
to
was
you.
Your week?
Africa. We got to get back. What's up? Kenya. What you
at? Yeah, Kenya dropped off.
So,
I sure
yeah,
you
man.
Came
Kenya,
back
my
through.
Girl,
right.
My girl, Kenya. All right. So, but yeah, so my week. You know, this week I'm calling it, you know, fruits of my labor, you know what I'm saying? So I'm a realtor. And, you know, the realtor life, man, it's tough to take a time off to yourself or whatever because, you know, that deal is always there. So you're always kind of working when you're a realtor. But, you know, at this point, like I said, I grinded. I talked about this on the show last month. I was grinding all June so I can, you know, put myself in position to really enjoy July in August. So this is like the pregame right now. So, you know, right now this is like the calm before the storm because it's about to really turn out for me, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just kind of taking it all in. So right now, also, too, you know, everything's starting to really come together, man. That's just Leo energy. I can see it. You know what I'm saying? The lion is coming together. But basically, you know, my wife, she's in Cleveland right now, so I'm on staycation. So I'm just chilling, getting my mind right. So I done had some time to just meditate, just, you know, see the moves I'm about to make. And then I'm just, you know, I'm organizing my Cleveland trip, because on the back end of the Cleveland trip, I'll meet her out there and then we'll come back together. And Cleveland is just always a good time. You know what I'm saying? It's like perfect time, man. I can't wait to just see my people. So, you know, just talking to some homies, and it's funny, I was talking to one of my cousins, like my favorite cousin. He was actually the best man at my wedding. And I was hoping he was going to be in Cleveland at this time, but he's like in the, you know, in the Army. So a lot of times he got to, you know, station certain places and stuff like that. So long story short, he's not going to be there, but I got my mystery vacation. Stay tuned. That I'm probably announce in the next couple of weeks. I don't want to jinx it. I just want to make sure everything's good before I announce it. But it just so happened that my cousin, I was, you know, hoping to, you know, kick it with Cleveland, chop it up with Cleveland. I'm gonna probably be able to, you know, see him on this mystery vacation that I'm working on. So that, and I didn't even know, you know what I'm saying, to our conversation that we had about a couple of hours ago. So that's good. So that's good energy.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm just picking my spots, you know what I'm saying? Just getting anything together. I'm back on Rich Dad Poor Dad. I took a little, you know, I'm always reading a different, I'm reading like 5 books at a time a lot of times. So right now I'm back on my Rich Dad Poor Dad, you know what I'm saying? So I'm in this chapter 4 now, you know what I'm saying? It's like a, you know, the chapters are very long. So you're like, chapter 4, this guy's been reading this forever. But yeah, I'm in chapter 4. I was talking about like taxes and stuff like that, and how the rich can get over on the taxes. So it's some real key information, man. So that's been kind of cool. And the last thing before we get into this topic tonight, I just want to announce this. I got my top 10 adult starless league games. I've been working on it, man. I've been working on it. You know what I'm saying? I finally had some time to really get focused back on the Twitter feed. Shout out to Real Adult Talk. You know, we always spell it TAWK. We put that twang on it. But yeah, man, so I'm narrowing it down to top 10 starless in the game. So that's coming real soon. Should be coming this week. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to that. That's always a good time. I really take these lists seriously. So if you're not on the list, step your game up so you can get on my list, because, you know, I'm going to tell you what's popping in the adult industry coming soon. And then, like I said, I'm working on another list that I've been kind of working on. So we'll see how that pops up. I don't want to jinx that either. So, yeah, man, big things popping, man, going into the summer. That's why I said summer season. This is episode 2. We're keeping it coming to you live and direct, man. So, real talk.
So, how has it been? Do you love these trips when your wife go to Cleveland? I don't know how. But how has it been since you've been up there by yourself on your little staycation?
She just left a couple days ago. So, I'm still, like, in the beginning stages of it. But, oh, man, it's always wonderful. Like I said, hashtag happily married man. Like, I can't stress that enough. But to all my peoples out there that's married, you know what I'm saying? I think anybody that's married, especially if they're married for like a few years, you know what I'm saying? You're going through the first couple of years of your marriage, you're still on the honeymoon phase. So, you know, everything is probably still all well and lovely, peaches and cream, roses. But when you've been together for a while, you need like these little breaks from each other. Oh, man, it's so needed. You know what I'm saying? And I think you're not married, but, you know, just, you know, you love your kids, right? But you were talking a couple of weeks back or whatever, when you just got a break from your kids and you kind of just chill out. Not that you don't, you know, love your kids, but it's like, oh, I can get some me time. I can just chill. I can kind of get some peace of mind. So it's the same thing when you marry. So I can just imagine when you marry with kids. Wow, that's like, oh, shit, I got to get a thing for a minute.
Yeah.
But that's where I'm at, you know what I'm saying? But it's cool. Cool.
All right. So, okay. And other things like, let me see. There you go. I was waiting on this fool to check in here. But I made a decision. One thing about it, it's not easy to get on YouTube and build a YouTube channel. It's just not, you know. But if you get in tune with it and it just, you know, takes off for you, you are doing something. You're aligning with something that, you know, you need to align with, right? And so I had told you I went into, like, hermit mode where I just kind of shut myself off from everything that wasn't inside of my household, you know, outside of you know, me and the last baby daddy, like, you know, we, you
who
know, tight. And, you know, he still, you know, come check on me, do stuff around the house and all this stuff. But I cut myself off from everything and just kind of went within to realign my energy, especially after the New Orleans trip. It was much needed. I had fun. But I tend to pay attention to things, right? And I know it's not everyone else, it's me, because it's like when I pay attention to certain people around me, it's always something that just shows me, like, okay, you got to focus on you. And that's what I've really been doing. And so in this journey, I have decided to hang up my hat on the modeling thing. Now, here's why. It's because I'm so focused on my spiritual journey and my continuation in ascending. And, you know, it's just like it's not aligning. And granted, I was paid for four photo shoots. I paid up for four photo shoots. Like, I didn't play about my modeling. I took it serious. But from the beginning, 2 years ago to now, it's like I have the clothes. They're paid. I just have to just say when and where. And the energy just has not been there. You know what I'm saying? Like, I put energy into making sure that I get readings done every day. I wasn't putting that same energy into saying, okay, do this at least once every 3 to 4 weeks, you know, and, you know, get your next photo shoots done. But it just, it's not there. The passion is not there anymore, and I think my spiritual journey is worth more to me and, you know, more aligned with my journey to continue to follow my spiritual journey. I do understand I'm divinely, you know, protected and connected. And it's just a decision that I felt like I needed to make, you know. It wasn't that I wasn't getting published, because every shoot that I did, you know, I had a magazine ready to publish me. It's just a decision that I made for self. So I hung up the hat. I let my photographer know. My photographer is absolutely amazing. If you go and see any of my pictures and you see I tagged him and you want to work with him, go work with him. He's amazing. I've worked with him for 2 years straight. He's very professional. You know, he's everything that I could want in a photographer. And if at any point down the line that I realign myself, then it'll be with him. He's working on some other skills that I know I will still use him, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we are not cutting our partnership. I'm just not going the whole model eye candy type situation, right? So that was something that I, you know, mentioned to, you know, my peoples that are on Facebook. I also created two more social media accounts for my spiritual goddess. That's my tag. And I have a Facebook page, Spiritual _ Goddess, and Goddess is GAWDDESS. And, you know, I'm at, like, 200 and, like, 60-plus likes, and it hasn't been up for a week. So, you know, I was just like, you know, that's cool beans. I created one, for Facebook, it's just Spiritual Goddess, no underscore. Instagram is Spiritual _ Goddess. So, you know, I'm there as well. And that page is new. It has probably 3 followers. Mo, I followed you on that page. I know you're probably like, I don't know, who the hell is this? So, you know, I'm going to get more in line to that. I'll be talking about my spiritual things there. I will promote the radio show there, as I always do. As I always do with the radio show and any of my pages. The new Miss Lovely Back One is going more, you know, I still have businesses that I run, but I have the SBND for that. So I'm just kind of realigning my energy. Anything that I've looked at and I've seen hasn't moved as it should move, I'm realigning. And that's what I've been doing, like realigning to get in this energy that I'm in, and it's making sure that I remove things that drain me, making sure I remove things that no longer serve me purpose, making sure I remove things that try to adjust my energy to reduce me to a lower vibration. And it feels good. It feels amazing. I'm so proud of the accomplishments I've had in the house and on my spiritual journey. So that was my message or my announcement that I had to make for this week. But
pretty dope, man. I dig it, man. Like, I everything you just said, man, I think what you said, it just makes perfect sense. Like, you know what I'm saying? I think it was like, you know, I mean, you know, this is you personally, but, you know, everything you said, like, sometimes it's time for change and growth and, you know, evolution. And that spiritual goddess, it just seems like that's you right there. I can definitely see it. You know what I'm saying? When you get, because you'll know when you got a passion for something. When the passion ain't there, it's just like, you know, it's not going to move you. So kudos to you for, you know, recognizing that.
Thank you. Smooth. How was your week?
Sometimes you just got to get out your own way.
Yeah. That's true, too. Definitely.
Right now, like the niggas that I fuck with, the list is so small. Actually, it's only two people. You know what I'm saying? So, but we grind so hard to where if one of us even thought about taking a step back or some shit, you know what I'm saying? We'll grind the fuck out your ass until you kept going. You know what I'm saying? So, like, if you was ever going through some shit and you needed to step back, you wouldn't want to talk to these motherfuckers because we all the same. So that's why I said sometimes you just got to get out your own way. So right now, I know without a shadow of a doubt that I'm supposed to just take a step back. You know what I'm saying? But just because you know you're supposed to do something, that don't mean you won't do it. Like, at the end of the day, your own worst enemy will always be yourself. And right now, I'm just my worst enemy. You feel what I'm saying? My grind, I can't stop it. You know? So, it's like, I know I'm supposed to, but I just don't want to. So, I mean, for the last week or whatnot, I've been consulting a few motherfuckers, and it's like, the shit I've been saying to them was for myself. But, you know, hey, I'm my own worst enemy right now. So it is what it is. But other than that, I had like two birthdays this Saturday. I got another birthday next week. But right now, I mean, just like Black said, sometimes you just got to look around, see what works, what don't, and get rid of the shit. But that grind is so nasty, though. Oh, man, that grind is so fucking nasty. And if you're not willing to just step back and just look around and be like, nah, nigga, this ain't working right now, this ain't sitting right now, and get rid of this shit, you're just going to be doomed to repeat the same fucking steps. So that's my week.
That's real. Oh, that's real, man. I appreciate you sharing, man. That's real. That's real talk. That's what we do. Real talk, you know what I'm saying? And that's why it's good to have like that. Like I said, you had like two people you really mess with. That's like a relay team, you know what I'm saying? We getting ready for the Olympics. And, you know, that's good when you can just pass the torch and have
the
person
no,
just keep
the
it going.
Team
you know?
Ain't good, man. You ain't listening.
Well,
don't get me wrong. We
said,
some motherfuckers
that was like 3 yards.
Don't get me wrong. We some motherfuckers. Yeah, we some motherfuckers. But sometimes when you grind so hard and you know you're supposed to stop, you know what I'm saying? Get the fuck out your way and stop.
And
I know
give
my
the
name.
Baton
to
the other person.
No,
you know so they
no,
give,
they're not
no,
gonna
no,
take
okay.
the baton. They're gonna be like, they're gonna keep going.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
They ain't listening, like.
Oh, okay. Hey. All right.
My niggas, man, my dogs, but look, we are so hard that we can't be on the phone every day. That's just not us. Nigga, if we was on the phone with each other every fucking day, nigga, we had to get in a fight. It's just too much testosterone. Is it too much masculinity? Is it too much, hey, nigga, we don't fail? You know what I'm saying? So, like, nigga, when you don't fail, you don't fail.
To oil the
screws. Nigga, ain't no stopping. But
yeah,
it comes a time where you actually have to sit and be like, man, I need to take a few steps back so I can move forward.
Yeah,
but when
that's,
you just straight
small
dog, when you just straight animalistic about it, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You just, you got to go long woof. Right now, I know I'm supposed to go long woof, but I can't stop the grind. And I can't talk to my niggas about stopping the grind because they're going to be like, nigga, move forward. So that's where I'm at
yeah.
with you. Like, don't.
Yeah, some people just don't understand, but it's not for everybody to understand. When you know what your intuition telling you, you gotta listen.
Yeah,
you know,
that's true.
Like
that's
here's
true.
The one thing, right? You know, I was open and transparent with the situation. I lost the baby in January, and going through that, being it brought he and I closer. Right? At the time, it didn't because it was a lot, and it was a lot on me, and it was a lot, you know, going on. But I know his trend. He's a complete gentleman. That's my right-hand man. That's, you know, that's my homie, no matter what. And so when I brought in someone, I brought somebody here to stay here to help them out, right? And it's like, you know, the only thing I could go by is what they told me before they got here. Like, this is why I'm stagnant. You know, I don't want to be here. And when they got here, I realized that all of it was a lie because they're absolutely stagnant because they're stagnant. They're lazy. And so, you know, I'm pouring so much into this particular person. And I know, remember, I was dating somebody, and he said, stop worrying about everything else and focus on you, right? And I'm like, yeah, I do focus on me, but calm down. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is, you know, this is my role. And so I wasn't paying attention to me enough, right? And one of the things is that my partner, like, I always see him. It's a tradition. It's our tradition. I know when he's comfortable. And I was so focused on helping someone else out that I'm not paying attention to my life that I hadn't even seen him. Like, the whole time this person been here, like, he could just fell off. He still talked to me on the phone. He still sent money. He still made sure, you know, everything was straight after, you know, losing the baby and I had everything that I needed. But he wasn't coming around. And so for me, I'm embodied. I'm like, well, you know, that's his first kid, you know, da-da-da. So he's probably wrapped in his head about the situation. But it wasn't that, right? I'm going to tell you, I just figured out it wasn't that. So, you know, me being so wrapped up, and, you know, people do come by and then they fall off. Do you know that, like, ever since she been gone, like, my partner, he has been here more than he has been in 2 weeks. He has been here more than he was here the whole time she was here, like in 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying? And it made me stop and think, like, damn, sometimes you can put people in your energy not thinking anything of it, but they will throw off what you already have going on because their energy isn't right. And you may be able to deal with certain things, but other people can't. Because when you are laid back and chill, other people that pay attention to vibrations, they can feel that it's off, but they're not going to intervene and step in. And so basically it's like my life turning, you know, going back to normal. But, you know, still an ascending mode, but going back to normal. And so that triggered me to say, what the hell else is around me that I need to remove? Because I don't want to have anything or anyone around me that's going to slow up the flow of what's going on in my life when I know that these people are genuine. When I know that these people are real, I have to pay attention. And it wasn't for him to step up and be like, you know, her energy went right. He told me not to do it in the first place, but for him, it's like, I had to let you see this on your own. You know what I'm saying? He said, I didn't think she was going to do nothing crazy, but I had to let you feel, you know, come out the clouds and feel that energy. And as soon as you did, it was what it was. And so that's one of those things. And even still at the end, I still was trying to help. You know, I felt bad that, you know, she had to go, but then it just wasn't me feeling bad anymore because you're not. I still gave a last ditch, you know, effort, you know, even and reneged on what I said. And I was like, all right, look, you know, if you need to stay here for three more months, you can, but it's going to be completely different. You know what I'm saying? Like, now I need to see that you're saving up. You're literally staying here just to save up to get a place. How you ran through over $10,000, I don't know, but it'll literally be 3 months for you to get a place. And, of course, they didn't want to do that because that's not the motive. That's not in them. They didn't want to push themselves. And so that pushed me into, okay, what else do I need to remove? Who else I need to remove? And as I was removing things and kind of being to my own space, being in my home, not letting people come around me every day, that's when I felt grounded again. That's when I felt like me again. You know, I have, you know, responsibilities that comes with these pages. Like, you know, I still have to put up videos for Facebook. I have to put up readings on Facebook. I still have to do my 4 readings on YouTube every single day. I still have to find a way to post on these pages. You know, it's just a lot that's on my plate. And most people won't understand it because my journey is not theirs. So if anything that drains me or pulls too much of me, it has to go, other than my kids. And, you know, we're equally yoked. So I get it. But sometimes you can't wait on someone to give you their opinion. You got to trust your intuition.
That's true. Intuition is key. You know what I'm saying? And the older you get, I believe, that's where it really starts to, you know, you can really tap into that once you understand it. Yeah, so.
What just been successful? Yes.
No, I said punk ass children. Come
in. You know what?
Lost me money.
You got the football team, man.
Yeah,
hey, man.
You got the football squad to my birthday. I got a birthday coming up at the end of the month too, so but that's after that birthday is done, my oldest son, he is forfeiting anything for his birthday because he finally wanted to get a truck. And we are waiting for him to get his license, and he's going to get a truck. And mommy's paying the insurance for the first 6 months to allow him to get aligned. So, yeah, this is one. You know, when they get older, shit, they ask for shit that the older they get, the more shit they ask for. He's like, how the fuck you call talking about a truck? Like, what the fuck? But his daddy is like, you know, he's so amazing. So it's like he know who to call. Certain things he won't, he call me, and he know that his dad and I are going to, you know. And then other things, he's going to call his dad first, you know. And so I just know if he want to do it, he'll be like, well, you know, I said yeah. So, you know, I'm like, okay, well, thanks for giving me the heads up, you know. I'm like, I got something to do for 3 months, so I got to kind of align some things a little different for the next 3 months so we can get him out of the way. We don't do car payments, so, of course, whatever he gets is going to be a cash situation. And yeah, he's good to go. But he works and he handles his shit, so that's all I really care about, you know?
That's hey, as long as you don't stand out the way, man, doing you. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And he don't call and ask you a lot of stuff. He has that independence about him, so when he do call, he can get it as long as he's working and he's a lot of his energy. Excuse me. All right, so tonight's topic is there such thing as called crazy in love? So basically, crazy in love, you know, doing stupid shit for love, doing shit that don't make no fucking sense, just crazy in love, you know, one-sided love, just unacquired love, just, you know, just doing stupid shit
setting
for love.
Setting your shoes on fire while you're wearing them, love. Crazy.
Yeah, like, well, he just shot me 5 times, but, you know, I'm still living, so we going to get through this love. You know what I'm saying? Like, is that crazy in love, or is that just plain crazy? Like, what's crazy in love? Or is it just plain crazy?
I'm gonna
crazy?
Let y'all take it, cause I ain't got no stories like that, so I'll just chime in.
But it ain't gotta be to that extreme.
Talking about your shoes on fire. I got a shot fire.
Yeah, the bitch set my shoes on fire while I was running.
But what have you done to a motherfucker
that they stayed around? Mm. You know, it could be vice versa. You could have done some crazy shit, and they stayed around, and you was like, oh, so you going to stay around? Because, you know, it goes vice versa. You don't have to be the one that's crazy or crazy in love. You could have somebody that's crazy or crazy in love with you while you doing dumb shit to them.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, it got quiet here.
I don't know where I go with this. So look, I'll just say this. I've only happily married, of course. But I've only been in love. this week. Last week I had to cook it in. You didn't hear that.
Last week.
You didn't hear the hashtag. But this week I got a break. So I'm back on the hashtag happily married man. Enjoying my break. But I've probably only been in, like, love legit, like, one time. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think it's a difference. Like, you know, now that I've got some experience and got older, I've been in lust many times. Like, I stay in lust, but I'm rarely in love. You know what I'm saying? And, of course, you know, like, when you have a wife, that's a different type of love. That becomes, like family love, you know what I'm saying? The way you love your children, the way you love your mother, the way you love your father, the way, you know, your grandparents, you know, just your people. So they, you know, that solidifies a relationship. Y'all wasn't, you know, born together, but y'all came together under this union or whatever. So that's different. But if I'm just going to, before all of that, talk about love and, like, you know, the feeling, I guess, you get when you just like, damn, you know, I'm in a happy place. I can't wait to see this person. I probably been only in love like that, like, one time. And maybe that was because I was younger and didn't know no better, too. You know what I'm saying? And in the world-famous chop-off, I'm going to talk about this show I've been watching called The Shy. And it's kind of cool because it's a coming-of-age story, and I can kind of see where I was when I was that age. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but as far as crazy in love, I never did no dumb shit, like, or things I didn't think was stupid. You know what I'm saying? I was just in love. I just couldn't wait to see the person. I mean, I know how maybe those – remember that Lauryn Hill album she did, Miseducation? She was talking about love, and the kids was like – I guess the teacher was asking, what you know about love? And they was saying, what they thought. So, you know, the only time I can remember feeling that, I remember just being young, and there's just one particular girl I was kicking it with. And I didn't even have sex with her. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to keep it all the way 100. But I was in love, man, at that time. You know what I'm saying? I was. Maybe because I didn't have sex with her. That's what it is. You know what I'm saying? So I always think of, like, what if. You know what I'm saying? But I just like being with her. You know what I'm saying? And that was a part. And I was so young. You know what I'm saying? I could have got it if I was on tight with my game. But I was just, like, letting her kind of, like, manipulate the situation. And maybe that's why. So, you know. But I think that's what happens when you're in love. That's why I say kind of nice guys finish last. Maybe that's why it didn't work out. Because I was too nice about it. I wasn't mannish on it like I normally am. So, but I do remember, you know, and like I said, I think I was just young. I was naive. But that innocence, you know what I'm saying? Then once you kind of lose your innocence a little bit, as you know, that happens the older you get. You know, you just see things for what it is. But, you know, that's the only time I can really have that feeling of the so-called, I went crazy in love, but I can remember feeling like, damn, I just can't wait to see this person. You know what I'm saying? I just love being around. I love when I just see this person at that time. Now, oh, hell no. But back then, yes. So that's my
life. So you wasn't crazy. Story. That was crazy in love because it was something that intrigued, that intrigued you about that person. All right.
Yeah,
so I'm going to go. So I have two different stories, right? And so the only story that I can think of as, like, me being crazy in love, right, is I was here in Atlanta, and I hadn't – that. This is, like, my first couple of years of being here in Atlanta. And the first person – of course, I told the story about, you know, how I was depressed when I first came here. The person that I actually moved out here with, you know, it went sour 2 weeks after I got here. I was out here by myself. He knew I was by myself. He knew I absolutely knew nobody. I cried for a whole month. I felt like I had made the worst decision of my life, but the universe had aligned for me to come to Atlanta because this is where I was supposed to be. So after that, I had talked to this guy for 2 years, 2 years straight. And, you know, I'm just, you know, I'm street life. I'm book smart. You know what I'm saying? And so we was out one night, you know, chilling as we normally did. You know, I didn't have a job. I didn't have a job, God, man, from like 2007. I barely had a job all the way up until 2014, okay? When I say barely, like I worked less than a year, like maybe every 4 or 5 years. And that was just realigning, seeing what I've never fully worked like I work now. So I didn't know anything about like how this whole process worked and so on and so forth. So, you know, we riding around chilling as we normally do, and he making his plays or whatever. And so he went to go make a play with somebody. Now, I knew this chick was trouble because she was crazy in love with him. But he was with me, you know what I'm saying? I was fresh to the city, you know, I look good on his arms, you know, he fucked with me, I fucked with him, yada, yada. And, you know, he was very well known, you know what I'm saying? And he was right here from Atlanta. So the chick called him for something to smoke, and he went to the chick, and then she was like, come up here. By the time, because she called back in the process of going. And he was like, man, I don't really want to go. You know what I'm saying? And so for something happened, and he was like, man, let me just go before we leave from over here because we finna be gone. So we went, and she was like, man, come up here. And he was like, something ain't right, man. He was just licking crazy. So me, not even thinking, man, babe, you want me to go out there? And he was like, yeah, but I ain't going to give you the package. He said, just go. And see what the fuck, you know what I'm saying, is going on and come back. You know what I'm saying? He said, you know, just go and just make small talk with the bitch. Just make sure everything, you know, look kosher and then come back. Neither one of us thinking along the lines of anything, not niggas robbing her or the police. We're not thinking. We just like, he just like, something don't seem right with this little bitch. You know what I'm saying? And he was like, I'm so sick of her. So, boom. You know, I've been in the poly life or whatever. I was very open in XYZ. But we never, you know, we never did anything with other women together. But I know women that was around him that was very fond of him, you know. He was fly. I mean, come on. So, I get out and go to where the room where she's at. And when I get there, I'm like, okay, ain't no room number for what the fuck this bitch said. So I text him, and I'm like, hey, ain't no room number up here what this bitch said. He said, the bitch steady calling my phone. So I walked back to the elevator, and then I came back, but I walked light. You know what I'm saying? And so in this one particular room, I hear people in this room, right? And so I knock on the door. And they didn't come to the door. So I was like, okay, cool. They in that room. So I go out, and I text them, and I'm like, look, I said, I think they in this room right here. And I said, but it's niggas in this room. I hear male voices. And so he was like, yeah, that bitch ain't right. That bitch ain't right. So I was like, okay, check this out. Don't come back and get me. Go ahead and go. He said, yeah, I'm going to catch. He said, catch a cab to, you know, right here, and then I'm going to pick you up from right here. He said, delete my number out your phone, everything like that. We not, you know, we don't know what it is. We just know it ain't right, and bitch, I ain't got no record, so we ain't studying that shit. Boom. I'm sitting down waiting on the cab to come. Bitch, goddamn Clay County Police Department come down. Yeah, so I'm talking myself out of this shit, you know, but they know better, and they couldn't find nothing to pin me on. So he goes, if you don't call him back to come and get you, then you going to jail for trespassing. Bitch, trespassing. Soldier boy, boy. So at the end of the day, like, I know who my peoples was, and I know that he wasn't going to get no light-ass charge if he came back. You know what I'm saying? especially like how the bitch was talking on the phone or whatever. Like, she was trying to send this nigga up the road. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, up the road. So I had a decision to make at that time. And then I didn't even think about it. I was like, I don't even know who that is. He had just gave me a ride over here. She done already put the people up on who he was and who I was. So then they come out with the bitch in handcuffs. So, you know, they're taking me to jail. This bitch gonna come in here talking about, damn. Talking about, damn, they done got the bitch in love with him and his main bitch. I was like, looking at this bitch like, what the fuck? I was like, man, I don't know what you talking about, shawty. Like, you know what I'm saying? Here I am, I'm in Atlanta now. I don't even know what you talking about, shawty. I was like, God, who? What you talking about? Who is he? And so she just looked the other way, like, man, is you stupid? So, needless to say, I went to jail that night for trespassing because I wouldn't let them, you know, get my nigga. They would try to send him up the road, and I didn't get out. I went at 12 o'clock, and I had a $50 bond. But the people he was calling was not finna get up in the middle of the night to move me for $50. So I had to wait till the morning, and they made me wait till I get arraigned, and he had my bond posted. But they took their slow time on pulling me out. Needless to say, I end up getting out like 4 or 5 o'clock the next afternoon. Mad as hell. He was like, "Babe, you mad?" I was like, "Hell yeah, fuck you mad." But it was nothing. Right. You know what I'm saying? He paid everything. He had paid. He sent me to court to see what they was talking about. You know what I'm saying? He's like, if they talking reckless, tell them you want to get an attorney. I pay for it, whatever. But it was nothing. He bonded me out, and then they just made me pay, like, court costs or something like that. He sent me right back in there, paid the court costs. That shit was done and over. That was my moment of being crazy in love because I wasn't thinking. I was like, bitch, I never in my life do no shit like that again. That was, like, the only time that I've, like, went and sat in a jailhouse behind something stupid. But keep in mind, first of all, we're not snitching. That's not going to happen. Second of all, I knew that if they would have got him, he would have been going up the road. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes you just have to make sensible decisions, whereas, like, okay, I'll sit down for these couple of hours. Your ass, you know what I'm saying, you ain't got to do this. I got your back. Now, in quiet, patient therapist, you know, I can't call names, right, but we're going to talk about this crazy story. I can't say who it is, but, of course, you know, when somebody talked to me about a story, I have a right to talk about it. Now, there's this story, and I'm like, okay, is this fool crazy or just crazy in love? I can't figure it out for the life of me, okay? So there's this guy, and he is in love with this girl, all right? The girl has a live-in boyfriend, all right? And they mess around on the side, understandably so. So this girl is like, you know, she come over to, you know, let's call the person I know, John, Jody. We call him Jody. So she come over to Jody's house and chill with Jody and, you know what I'm saying, make Jody feel special or whatever, but never once telling Jody we are going to be together, never once telling Jody I love you or anything like that. It's just come, chill, drink, fuck, eat, you know, okay, I'm out. And so Jody says one time they needed to go out of town, and they had to catch a flight. So the chick stayed the night with Jody, and the chick's boyfriend or husband was blowing her phone up all night long, right? And, she never answered because she was with Jody. And Jody said that made him feel special, like, okay, this motherfucker really fucked with me. You know, she breaking the rules of the household just to make sure that I get to the airport early. Boom. So now Jody fell in love with this chick. Now, Jody expressed their love to the chick. Jody expressed his love to the chick, and the chick was like, oh, okay, You know, in a nonchalant way. And then the chick immediately starts to back up from Jody. Like, yeah, no, I ain't finna fuck on you. You know what I'm saying? Type energy because you going crazy. But I do want to be your friend. You know what I'm saying? So she still go chill and drink with Jody, but she don't. She cut off all sex with Jody. Now, Jody is around here dating other people, but always comparing them to this girl. And the girl comes to chill with Jody at least once a week at this point.
The girl was married or something like that, right? I'm just trying to follow
the
story.
Yeah,
the girl...
she got a fiancé. She got a fiancé.
Okay.
But listen, we ain't there yet now. The girl come and chill with Jody like once a week, but still don't sleep with Jody, and that makes Jody feel real bad. Now, Jody goes on to her social media that her fiancé don't know nothing about, and the girl is on there with other niggas, you know what I'm saying, chilling, doing what she do, sleeping with other dudes and everything. And Jody sees this, and it makes Jody feel like shit. But she's still not sleeping with Jody. You know what I'm saying? Jody's making every excuse in the world for them, though. Like, well, you know, they living their life, and, you know, I mean, I love them. I'm going to stand beside them type situation. You got people that's coming, spending money on, you know what I'm saying, spending money like, hey, you know, I know you're a man, but I'll still buy this. I got this, whatever. But you don't want that. You're going to find something wrong with them. But you don't see nothing wrong with this chick that's sleeping with other men, that's turning all the way up. You felt special because she spent the night with you to get you to the airport, but then you go on there and look and see this bitch always spending the night. So you really wasn't special. You know what I'm saying? So knowing all of these things, do you know that this fool is still head over heels with this chick? Absolutely down. Just no matter what the fuck this chick do, they just will not – leave them alone. They're just, like, in their head. And so when I listen, I don't think that it's crazy in love anymore because there's not anything that you could be in love with when you guys were never in a relationship. They never gave you a promise. They never, you know what I'm saying, looked at you in that manner, and they're openly showing you that they are dealing with other people along with the person. Oh, so the girl and her fiancé got into it. The girl moved out. The girl moved all the way back home, which is in another state, didn't say anything to Jody at all for like a week, then finally said, oh, yeah, well, me and my dude, we had got into it and we broke up and I came back home to get my mind right. And I'm like, but Jody, you got your own place. So if y'all is as solid as you think y'all are, why didn't she just come to your house for a couple of days till it blow over? I said, that should show you that nothing takes precedent over her home life. They got back together. She didn't even see Jody for a couple of weeks because you got to play it cool. And then now it's back to the same old, same old. You know what I'm saying? And so for me, I'm like, okay. At first I was like, okay, Jody's just crazy in love with this chick, you know. And then I said, no, Jody's just crazy because Jody goddamn got a problem. You know what I'm saying? And that's kind of like what I backed up. Here's an honest fact, right? Me and Jody used to be cool, not on a sexual tip, never, ever, none of that, just friends. But I started backing away from Jody the more I seen how, I want to say, like, I want to choose the right word. Like, I don't want to say slow, but it is slow, but I just, if you would put your life in this much danger, you know what I'm saying? Like, this motherfucker, 90 going north, turning up, you know what I'm saying? Like, very much in a lot of danger, and you don't care about it. If you don't care about your life, there's no way in hell you're going to care about my life.
What's the danger, though? That's the part I understand.
Okay, so just hypothetically say, so you can understand. Okay, so just say she's dealing with multiple bisexual men. That she knows are bisexual.
Okay, now
that her and these men are having orgies, and everybody sleeping with everybody.
Yeah, because I'm like the danger. I'm like, what? All right, what was the danger? Now,
yeah, like, and Jody's like, well, you know, I don't care. I'll stand beside them. It's not easy to contract AIDS, and I'm good, and da-da-da. Like, Jody's still making excuses on why. So my thing is, if you don't care about your life, right, because if you know somebody's playing in a pool where they could get sick, and you don't care about your life,
yeah,
there's no way that you're going to care about my life. You know
so
what I'm
Jody
saying? So how can you
once,
trust
once
somebody that don't even care about their life?
Jody ever, he did have sex with her like once or twice, right?
Yeah,
they had sex more than once or twice. They used to have sex often. But once Jody told her how he felt, she backed all the way. She just stopped having sex with him.
Oh, so once he said, like, I
love you. Yeah, he said, cut me off.
Yeah,
because
I'm like, you cool.
Yeah,
you cool, but no, I don't see you like that. And then, like, Jody's like, well, maybe they just want to, maybe she just really wants to be friends with me. And, you know, they like my vibe that much. Yeah, they like your vibe, and they're your friends. As you go and look on their social media, and they're slanging ass from here to Mississippi, got there with everybody else, but you got cut off. Yeah, that don't make you think something. That don't make you think it's you. Like, they still chilling with me. I'm like, I can't make them see that they are the problem. I really can't. How do you make somebody see that they're the problem when they don't want to see that they're the problem? And so I was like, now, my situation, I was crazy in love. But at the end of the day, I'm still a G. So I'm like, I wanted to make sure that this fool don't go do no time. In that situation, I just don't feel like it's crazy love. I think that they're just absolutely crazy. And I'm the type of person that I will have these conversations like, dog, you don't even give a fuck about your life. So if you don't, you know, you could sit down and tell somebody how shit look, and they could be like, yeah, you're right, and they still going to do the same thing. So that lets me know, like, if you don't give a fuck about your life, there's no way in hell you can give a fuck about my life. You know what I'm saying? If you get in a situation, nigga, you're going to do whatever you got to do by me. So I just started backing up, like, with Jody as a friend, like, you know, usually I'll be like, you know, what's up, homie? You know, come through and chill. I don't do that anymore. Like, okay, once a week we can chill, but, you know, it's just kind of pumping my brakes until you can value your life. And then I know if I have that conversation, he's going to lie and be like, well, nah, I ain't even doing it no more. I'm just focused on me, da-da-da. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, a lie ain't nothing for nobody to tell. So I just know what I have to do. I don't have to tell you how I'm feeling. But what do you think, guys? Is he crazy in love or is he crazy?
I'm going to say he's crazy in love. Like, the thing is, the definition of love is so vast. You see what I'm saying? It's so fucking broad to where you have no choice but to use the word fucking love. The nigga crazy in love. Crazy and crazy in love, I mean, shit, the line ain't too far apart. But you know what I'm saying? But when you
so
look
if
up
somebody could possibly
fucking
have AIDS and then they say, okay, well, it don't matter.
No.
What we're not going to do
is try to maneuver the conversation in a manner so that I can agree with you. I literally just
no,
say, I'm
asking.
Say he's crazy
you saying that's
love.
Crazy in love? If they would catch AIDS from you?
I'm going to say his emotion towards the individual. Let's get this one thing straight. That's why I said the definition of love is so vast and so. Is somebody phone fucking up? Hello?
No, that's me opening up some damn goldfish. My bad.
Oh, man, I was like, damn. Like, what the hell? Yeah, you fucked me up real quick.
Go ahead, Smooth.
Like, I'm going to say, goddamn, you fucked me up real quick. But I'm going to say the definition of love is so vast and shit. Like, his initial expression towards the bitch is he loves her. You see what I'm saying? So, unfortunately, a lot of people who say they love somebody, right, they are willing to accept any and everything from that individual.
That's what's crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
so, like,
the
with
crazy.
The whole story about the AIDS shit and the fucking, you know what I'm saying, and she fucking bisexual-ass niggas and shit, that's just how far he's willing to go just so that this bitch don't leave him completely. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but she ain't doing nothing with him anyway. But still, he just trying to just be around her.
No. But it's still the fact that as long as the broad is still in contact with the nigga, he's still like, there's still a chance. You see what I'm saying? He's one of those type motherfuckers. He got the same character traits as a broad. You see what I'm saying? Like, there's many bitches that'll fuck around and accept shit that they normally wouldn't do with somebody else just because this nigga is playing, you know what I'm saying, counting out. Like, it's a hard-ass fucking chase. The bitch is after the chase, so I can change him. That's the same thing this nigga doing, talking about, well, I can change the bitch. Nigga, you ain't changing shit. You fucking... What?
Okay, so you thinking that he trying to change them, that's why he just staying down, because he thinking one day that there's hope.
That's the only reason why he's accepting this shit right now. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like this nigga's literally... This nigga literally on the bitch page watching her fuck other people. But as long as she gives him some type of quality time, he can convince this bitch in his fucking mind that ain't no different than what a bitch do. You see what I'm saying? So, like, honestly, you might want to take the nigga booty hole.
Wait. Oh, fuck.
Well, okay, I'm going to be honest. I did switch the story because I know how y'all would have been, but it is about two dudes.
Oh,
man,
God damn it.
Man, listen. Hey, Black. I ain't got nothing against. Black.
But no, honestly, what they say,
friends,
you know what I'm saying?
I'm not against gay people,
Every time a man's ass is tickled, you see what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
It raises that estrogen level.
See
what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's why, you know what I'm saying, you telling the story, I'm like, well, damn, this nigga got big tendencies. Because guess what? He has he has an advanced level of fucking estrogen. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
but I don't know. Well, I guess women do that. I'm not a woman that will do that, to try to convince somebody that I'm the one to let them dog me out just to get an opportunity. So I wouldn't be able to relate to that.
Well, we're not saying, at no time are we trying to play apples and oranges and say every bra does this and every bra does that, because we already know that. But from a man's standpoint, when you start to display female characteristics, all right, okay, cool. Niggas start to look around like, well, what the fuck's going on? Man, is his booty getting tampered? And then you tell the story like, well, technically, yeah, it is. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
I can just go off with the
that's
fuck
why I
mean.
I threw the possibility of your life in danger. That's why I threw that in there. But I'm like, damn, I can't tell him yet.
That's what threw me off. That's what that was like.
But look, at the end of the day, let's be honest. Anybody who has sex with anybody is putting their fucking life in danger.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So
but
really
you put a bigger risk on that.
Hey, look, like I said, everybody putting their risk in some type of danger. You see what I'm saying? Like, I don't give a fuck how many times I get a bitch checked out. That don't mean that bitch ain't going to go somewhere else. Fuck a nigga who ain't getting checked out. Come back like everything all good. You know what I'm saying? So it's just that risk factor.
Right.
And that's the truth. No, ain't no such thing as somebody being 100% truthful 100% of the time.
Right, you're right.
As hard as I may try to do it, to try is to fail. Motherfucker, we all working on something.
We are.
So case in point, you know what I'm saying? Case in point, my original fucking story when we first came on the phone. Like, nigga, I know I'm fucking up. I know I'm supposed to take a few steps back. You know, I'm talking about rest my fucking mind so I can get back on this grind. But, like, I don't want to. Motherfucker, I can't stop the grind. Like, it's just there. Like, shit. I got too many motherfucking kids. I got too many fucking goals that's unanswered. Man, it's just something. And it's hard to know that you still got a goal that's still being worked on and then stop. So, either way it goes. But, yeah, for the gas story, man. Look, the nigga crazy in love. Final answer. Fuck it. Keep going.
Okay.
What say you, Mo?
Nah. Like, I'm gonna change it. He crazy. Don't fuck with him, no boy.
Okay, he crazy.
He crazy. Man, ain't no love. He's a dude crazy. Don't fuck with him, Black. Keep it moving, man. Sound like this person bad news, Black. You know what I'm saying? Evolve.
Why you say that?
Because it just sounds like, I don't, all right, so, look, I'm not judging. I'm just telling you, I only can just put my, maybe I am, all right?
Just be honest.
I'm trying not to, because what I just
said,
everybody's different. All right, well, look, this is what I'm trying to say. So, I can't speak for you, Black, only can speak for myself and, you know, like how do I handle certain people, but everybody's different. So, you might, like I said, you might see a friendship where I'd be like, oh, hell no. Like, I can't have that person around me. But anyway, so what I'm just trying to say is, if you're getting red flags, because like I said, it seemed like y'all had a genuine friendship, you know, gay, not
right.
gay, whatever. I'm not trying to be prejudiced or whatever. But at the same time, if it's a friend of yours and you've given them giving this person, he, she, whatever, sound advice that you know would make this person a better person or put them in a better situation, and they're not listening to you, or they say they taking your advice and then doing the opposite and then coming back maybe complaining to you about the same person that you try to give them some advice on, that's when I got to draw the line. And then it just seemed like
right.
that's just off balance. You know what I'm saying? Like, anybody that's off balance, I can't fuck with that, man. I need firm standing people in my life. You know what I'm saying? If you're
right.
a little off, I might try to balance you. You know what I'm saying? But then if you're still not balancing up, I gotta cut you loose, man. That's just how it is. That's why I keep my circle small. That's that. That's all I'm gonna say.
I guess so. If a nigga don't listen to him, though, you gotta cut him off.
Nah, I'm not saying that. But what I'm trying to say is, it's different. Look. If it's none of my business. Like, say for instance, if you're just doing you, and you're just doing you, and that's it. But I'm just saying, if you coming back complaining to me about something, and I take my time to analyze the situation, try to give you some sound advice, and then act like you're going to take the advice and then do the opposite and come back and you complain to me about that other situation again, I'm going to be like, look, you know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? Like, so it just seemed like, you know, it's just certain.
I get
that's
what you're saying,
fault.
Mo. He's not saying
yeah,
if you don't listen to him. He's like,
fault.
You're grown. You do what you want to do. But if you're in a
go
situation
ahead.
That can be detrimental and it's a fucked up situation and he gives you sound advice and you're still going to do what the fuck you want to do, why come ask me for information? And if you are not
yeah.
balanced, that means that you're unstable when you're putting yourself in certain situations. If you're not balanced
exactly.
enough, why are you in my circle? It's not looking down
that's
on that person,
good.
But it's all about having
yeah.
like-minded people. That's number one for any friendship. You got to have like-minded people around, and you got to be able to grow. What are you pulling from that situation? Positive. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I've been asking myself. What am I getting positive out of this situation? What is it? Well,
exactly.
How can this situation help me or benefit me at all? It really can't. You know what I'm saying? How is it benefiting
yeah.
him? I'm giving you sound advice. Whether he take it now or later, you will go back to the things that I've told you. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing that you could do or offer me at this point in what I'm doing in my life. And I've been reevaluating all of my friendships, not just this one, all of my friendships. And that's how people are being removed from my life. Okay, what can you bring to the table? What can you offer me? A relationship is a relationship. Friendships, dating, whatever it is. If you can't offer anything in my life to make my life better, and I know that I can offer something to you to make your life better, then that's a one-sided situation. That's not equal reciprocity. So what are we doing here?
Correct.
Teach yeah. one, reach one.
You said it.
Like at the end of the day, motherfucker, if you decide to put yourself in a situation where you want to give advice and they don't accept it, nigga, that's all on you. Now, I understand the fact about, all right, nigga, look, man, I'm going to have to cut you loose. If you're going to cut the motherfucker loose, you should have been cut him loose. But just because the motherfucker don't listen to you, like, first of all, this is how this works. Nigga, you don't have to give your opinion or your facts. When a nigga
right.
asks you a question, you don't have to answer it because you already know you're going to be wasting your spit. You see what I'm saying? I don't waste my spit for free no more other than on this phone. Because I've been in situations.
Well, that was my opinion saying if they don't take my advice, that he's leaving them alone.
Right.
My thing was
right.
when I realized that
no,
you didn't,
I understood
that,
what
that
he
they don't
saying,
take their life
you know
serious.
Saying? But at the same time, at the end of the day, motherfucker, you don't have to give your advice. That's the
exactly.
thing.
No,
a lot
but,
of people,
but the whole.
A lot of people,
but you don't,
a lot
if you're friends with somebody, though,
with
and they keep
vampires.
Coming to you talking to you about the same thing, you can change
right.
the conversation 10,000 times.
Right.
They still
exactly.
going to keep
talking. Yeah, that's what I'm talking
right.
about. I'm not saying
but
that.
If
like,
they keep
I'm not
talking,
trying to be in your business.
Okay, they keep talking. You see what I'm saying?
Nah,
you
nah,
don't
nah.
have to answer to. At the end of the day, we can all maneuver around a fucking topic. We can do that. We just choose not to. Sometimes, motherfucker, you already know. Man, you might have a
that shit is annoying. Like, stop talking to me
right.
about stupid
yeah.
shit. And I, you know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
That's
I done said, like, I don't want
to
hear about the conversation, da da da. And then it's a, oh man, this situation had me down. Like, you know,
right.
I don't want to hear nothing about what you got going on because you're not listening. My thing was, watching the situation unfold, you don't care about your life. And those are my exact words. You don't care about your life. And I had to think about it. Wait, how can you have a motherfucker that you call you trust, and then you come and I have children and you around my children? If you don't care about your life, you goddamn sure don't care about mine or my children's life. So that's not the energy that I really want around me or my children. Like, you don't care about what's happening around you. So, bitch, anything can fucking happen. I don't care what you've been through in your life. What you've been through in your life hasn't changed you, and you haven't learned from it because you're putting yourself in yet other compromising situations.
Black. Here's the last thing.
That's still up to your own personal opinion, your personal choice. You don't have to continue a conversation with anybody.
If you feel like at this particular time,
nigga, we not on the same level, you ain't got to answer the phone no more. You see what I'm saying? If you feel like your opinion on a situation outweighs their fucking personal choice, well, then that's all on you right there.
I'm going to say one thing.
All right, Mo, what you saying?
I know we supposed to be in this progressive society and all this other stuff, but I don't want to come off too harsh, Black. But if I got two little boys that I'm raising, I don't want to have that energy around my kids, that type of energy. You know what I'm trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying it without saying it. I don't want that energy around my two boys. That's it.
Right.
That's a fact. 100%. That's it. So.
And you know, we can never be too good of a judge of character, right? The people that come around my boys, I've known them for years and years and years. I've known my family knows them. There's never been any issues. There's never been any slip-ups, but you never know. If it's in a person, it's in a person, right? But it's certain things like, you know, like I have to be mindful of, and that's just one.
That's
I don't care what a person has been through in their life. You can't tell me, oh, I wouldn't do that because it was done to me, when you're blatantly doing shit that you don't care about. You're showing that you don't care about your life just for the sake of having someone's attention, having someone to love you. So as me, like, I don't knock him. I feel like it's crazy. I don't think it's crazy in love. I think it's something a little bit off there. I don't knock him. But as a mother, as a spiritual woman, as a goddess, I have to do what's right for me and my environment, right? And for me and my environment, that's not adding up. You know what I'm saying? So I've been pushing back because when I hear certain things that come out of your mouth and I see certain things that you do, there's no way that you can say, well, no, I wouldn't do you like that. I love you, but I don't love myself. You know what I'm saying? That doesn't make sense to me.
True. So, yeah. So that's that.
Man, why not?
So.
Oh, wait, Mo, what time is it?
Go ahead, Smooth. What's your story?
He tried to slip by and not get his story. What's your story? Crazy in love or crazy?
All I said was why not, you know what I'm saying? But crazy in love. I don't have any personal stories where I was fucking crazy. I just have stories where bitches said they was in love with me and they wind up doing crazy shit. You see what I'm saying? Like hitting a nigga with a car twice. You know, everybody knows the story about the bitch who burnt her name in my yard. You see what I'm saying? All the time the bitch.
But did you keep fucking with them
running
after these things happen?
Yeah, that's what the people really want to know.
Well, hold up, wait a minute. Stop. It all depends on the situation.
No.
You know, it all depends on the situation. Like when it came down to the bitch who burnt my shoes while I was still wearing them, no, fuck that. You see what I'm saying? When it came down to the bitch who burnt her name in my yard, no. When it came down to the two bitches that hit me with their car, well, I couldn't just cut them off because they wind up having my children.
Oh, my God.
Those are your crazy situations, but it was nothing that I did.
You see what I'm saying? It was nothing like, man, damn, bitch, I'm about
you,
to.
You kept
about
sleeping
to
with
up.
Them just because they had your children. Don't mean you got to still sleep with them.
No. Stop. That's not true. That's not true.
Oh, God. No, we ain't even finna go there. Okay, keep going with the story.
That's not true. This how this works.
You're lying.
Regardless of the fact, nigga, time will fuck around.
No.
Time will make you forget.
No, goddammit, no.
Yeah, time will make you forget, and a sure lot of liquor will make you forget, like, man, bitch, you caught me off guard. You down bad for me in that car. I'm sorry. All right, okay, cool, bam. But, I mean, fuck. Black crazy. Did I fuck the bitches that hit me with the cars? Of course I did. I didn't want to. Liar. Psych. It was good. Fuck you. You know what I'm saying? Like, Flo. Nigga, Flo was in a very sensitive position where she had access to too much shit. You see what I'm saying? And Flo started stalking the competition.
Oh, shit.
Right. Flo started stalking the competition. You was the shit that she knew she was supposed to. You know what I'm talking about? I'm like, nigga. But at the same time, you can't do nothing about it because, like, you know, Smith is just pissing. But you like, bitch, you know you can't do that shit. You putting everybody in jeopardy. You putting yourself in jeopardy. You putting the kids in jeopardy. You putting everybody in jeopardy by doing this shit. If you get caught, nigga, that's a wrap. You see what I'm saying? If you get caught, nigga, that's jail time, bitch. But love is a motherfucker. So, yeah, was I still fucking with Flo while she was doing that crazy shit? Of course.
You know? Flo be coming up. Flo is like a... She's
Flo
like
the rider. Flo don't fuck off.
You're like a
spider. Nigga, Flo fucking secret squirrel, nigga. You know what I'm saying? So it's just God. Like, man, you know you ain't supposed to do that shit, dog. Like, I'm talking about, you got access to way too much shit. And you just...
Need to write a book. Y'all memoirs. Go ahead, like...
I ain't writing a book. Fuck that. It's crazy. Nigga start putting two and two together. That'd be like that movie with the Bachelor. When the nigga started...
The Best Man.
When the nigga had wrote a book.
Yeah, The Best Man.
I don't remember. It was black.
It was The Best Man.
They had people getting married and shit.
Yeah, it's The Best Man. That's what it was.
Nigga kissed the bitch on the forehead, but that man, he fucked her.
Yeah. So,
The Best Man?
Yeah, The Best Man. I was remember Tay Diggs and it was an old Tay Diggs movie back in the day, Morris Chestnut.
That was The Best Man.
So The Best Man. Well,
and then they
made
like a remake
of it.
And then they made like a part two that did like 10 years later.
With Janet Jackson in it? Yeah. Nah. Hold on.
Janet Jackson
twisted. I don't know, man. I got it twisted. You know, all the movies coming out at the same time, man, but I still got me.
Janet Jackson.
But the one you talking about
is
called The Best Man. Janet Jackson was in another one that was, like, similar to The Best Man. Remember? Because Jill Scott was in that one, too. Jill Scott was in it, too.
Jill Scott was in the movie?
That one called? Nah, Jill, it was another one just like The Best Man. Remember Jill Scott was in it?
No.
I'm getting two movies mixed up. Remember the one
dude
who played Jill Scott?
Stop confusing me.
How did I get married?
I'm not about to go back and forth with you with this. Because, look, whatever happened in the movie... I apologize for bringing it up. Fuck
it. It was The Best Man. That one was The Best Man. I think the other one was the Why Did I Get Married or some shit.
I mean.
Anyway.
But, like, other than that, no, I ain't never stalked a motherfucker or shot at somebody or no bullshit like that. I have been shot at. I have been hit by cars, set on fire, stalked.
Damn.
You know, shit like that. But, you know, other than that.
Other than that, I got you. Well, once again, Black, because, look, we got about 13 minutes to get into the chop-up, the world-famous chop-up. So,
man, shout-out to the first Black female spelling bee champion that was on ESPN. You dig?
The first one?
Lived down the street from a nigga, you heard me? So what's that, bitch?
Word? Oh, man, it's the first one?
First black female spelling bee national champion.
Oh,
beat out motherfucker from Japan, all over the world. She won that bitch last week.
Wow, this is your neighbors, man. That's good stuff, man. Shout out. Boy, stand up. So, with that being the case, like I said, we got about a good 10 minutes left. So, yeah, this is my favorite part of the show. This is the world famous chop up. Yeah, man.
We got that on.
Yeah,
that's black folk, man. That's black folk.
Black
Black did have like
that. Black wrong for
had
that.
Her own story.
Black cut into.
Exactly.
What? Black did what? Shut up.
So this just makes the chop up that more interesting. Let me keep it short and sweet. So anyway, this is the best part of the show. My favorite part of the show. It's the part of the show where I get a chance to talk my shit. So for all the new listeners out there. So run down a couple quick topics. A story that we was talking about, you know, on last week's chop up was what's the speaking of Olympics and stuff like that. What's her name, man? Damn.
Sha'Carri.
Anyway, yeah. So perhaps it turns out that she's not gonna be even competing in the Olympics. So you know, because you know, rumor was
she wasn't competing to begin with. I don't understand why they fucked around and they were going around saying, "Well, she may be able to do a four by one relay."
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
no, why? Nigga, they was not going to let that bitch win. Period.
No. But what happened was she it was just 30 days. So after the 30 days ban had started immediately. So the 30 days she would have been eligible for the relays. But I don't know what happened if she declined to even go or if they left her off the team. You know what I'm saying? But
Marianne
that's what happened. That's why they were saying. Yeah.
You remember Marianne Jones?
I remember, yeah.
Right, Marianne Jones ran track and shit. Marianne Jones fucked around and buku years later came out when nobody asked her fucking business and started spitting game on Balco. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
When
remember.
She did that, they had to go retro and take everybody gold medals who ran on the relay. They had to take every fucking gold medal from so many fucking people because of that shit. There was no way in hell that they were going to allow Sha'Carri to even run, period, just in case. You see what I'm saying?
Well,
like, that was just a fucking
point.
I don't understand why they were fucking around because they knew they was going to let that girl run.
Well, but maybe. But
it's
I'm saying.
It's all what happened with Marianne Jones.
But the timeline showed that she would have been eligible for that. But maybe that's maybe what you think.
He wasn't going to get her one anyway.
Was like, you know what? I don't want this shit to come back out just in case they find some other shit in the system. Come out later.
Like, they wasn't going to let her run anyway. That was just all a fucking ploy and a scam. You see what I'm saying? If they was going to let her run, they would have never exposed her fucking her positive drug test to begin with.
Well, you know, like I said, so, you know, I just seen her, like, night commercial or whatever that she's in, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, she ain't got a big role in it. I don't know if she got any more coming out, but it's sad to see. But now I'm rolling with the other person.
Well, she got 3 years.
Yeah.
The next election in 3 years. So, I mean, fuck it in what it is.
Yeah, so, I mean, I guess that's how she looking at it. But you know what? I'm just like, damn, you know, not counting other people's money, but, you know, if you win that gold medal, that's $100,000, you know what I'm saying? So, and so if the gold medal, $100,000, got to be probably at least 70 for silver, and then probably at least 40 for bronze. You know, so it's just like, damn, you know what I'm saying? And then, then the endorsements.
They're going to make more money off the fucking endorsements anyway. Fuck the gold medal.
Exactly. But what I'm just saying, if you ain't there to be in the spotlight, that's endorsements is going to have to wait 3 years to the next Olympics. So,
you forget they still got the summer leagues and all the other good shit.
But the Olympics is the main. That's the main one. You know,
the Olympics don't mean shit because you really don't get paid that much money. You know what I'm saying? You still got the summer league. Those motherfuckers are gonna be running all year up until the Olympics. That's where they make their money at. So she's gonna get paid regardless.
All right, but she still.
Now she's gonna miss out on the cereal commercials and shit. But other than that, man, fuck it.
Yeah, but you know the Olympics. That's why we know Marianne Jones. That's why we know Flo Jo. You know what I'm saying? That's why we know.
No, I know Marianne Jones from fucking college. You know what I'm saying?
But
like,
yeah,
everybody.
It seems like you really keep up with track and field, like you keep up with boxing.
Right.
So
like,
person,
if you don't, but that's
man.
The thing. Look at it like this. The majority of time, track and field make money is when they go overseas because that's where they run at. You see what I'm saying? All year long. So, I mean, fuck.
I'm just saying the notoriety that comes with the Olympics. But I get you. You ride for it. You know, LSU, that's that Louisiana connection. You know, you ride for all I'm just saying. It's sad to see.
No, I ain't riding for shit. I'm just saying, nigga.
It seems like you are, but.
No, because you're saying the bitch ain't going to get paid. I'm like, no, she's going to get paid.
I ain't saying she's not going to get paid, but you can't tell me that she's not missing out on some type of bag that she would have got with the Olympics. That's what I'm trying to say. She's a hustler. She's going to figure out a way to finesse it. But the bag is going to be lighter than it would have been if she would have been at the Olympics. That's all I'm trying to say. And
the fact that she's the fastest woman in America, like, you know, really don't need the gold medal.
You know, so, but now, now I guess I'm focusing on this other non-American runner, but she's from Jamaica, Shelly Ann. So, you know, we'll see what's up with her. So she like she's going to be the big name.
That's who we wanted to see run.
Yeah, wanted to see Shelly Ann versus, you know, Sha'Carri. But now it's like it's all Shelly Ann's to win. So, you know, we'll see how that shapes up. So that's that. So another thing, you know, speaking of another thing that you would know about is boxing. You know, so we're supposed to have Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder at the end of the month. It was going to be Saturday the 24th, but, you know, this COVID thing is still real, man. Tyson Fury tested positive,
so now they got to
postpone it. What happened?
Hey, bro, prove you get tested positive, motherfucker. It's too many fights that got canceled because of COVID-19, but ain't no paperwork saying they did it. Nah, fuck that. I won't see some proof.
Go on. It must be something because that's another bag that I'm sure he wants. So, you know, I don't think
he doesn't want the bag.
He don't want the bag?
No, he doesn't want the bag.
So, wait, hold on.
Kyrie
don't want to fight because she don't care about the bag. Now Tyson Fury don't want to fight because he don't want it. So what you telling him?
Because it's not a bag. That's the thing. When it comes down to Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder, it's not a bag compared to Tyson Fury versus motherfucking AJ Johnson. You feel what I'm saying? It's not a fucking bag. They're forcing Tyson Fury to rematch with fucking Deontay Wilder through arbitration. But you see, the deadline is September. Period. All right, I gave the nigga the opportunity. I fucking heard I caught COVID-19. I don't have to fight the nigga past September.
But everything was booked, so you don't think they just going to, you know, pay-per-view? You don't think, I'm sure they got contracts and all that to go.
It was no real money. Compared to the hundreds of millions of dollars that you could have made fighting AJ, compared to, you know what I'm saying, like the 15, 20 million you're going to make, man, fuck that. Nigga don't want to fight that dude again.
Okay, so your prediction that the Tyson Wilder Part 3 is not going to happen. It's just going to go away.
It ain't going to happen. It's over.
To be continued, you know what I'm saying? We will come back to that on a later chop-up.
October.
So we'll see what happens with that. I really wasn't pumped up about the fight anyway. You know what I'm saying? I think Tyson Fury is going to win anyway, so I think it's pretty much a waste of time. But, you know, I digress. And speaking of, too, there's another, like, little sneaky story that came out. Weed is no longer a factor in boxing. You know what I'm saying? I know Kerry Ann wished that shit was happening for the Olympics. Yeah, it came down. So now they're throwing it out of boxing and MMA. So, you know, now you can smoke. You know,
that's only in Nevada. Every state has their own boxing.
Okay. Right. Well, that's a big one because, you know, most of the big fights is in Vegas. So that's a win. You know, you can see this weed thing, man. Like I said, that's the modern-day prohibition. Like, it's slowly but surely just being peeled away, man. And it's a beautiful thing to watch, you know, honestly. Like I said, 100 years ago, you know, if they had the world-famous chop up and Real Talk and all that stuff, and they had a talk show that we're doing now, they would have been talking about, oh, man, alcohol, you know what I'm saying? New York City or New York State, now you can drink alcohol.
100 years ago, weed was still legal.
Louisiana, fuck. Well, but I'm just saying, the alcohol, you know what I'm saying? So it's just interesting seeing how, you know, it's being peeled back, you know what I'm saying? So I think that's cool. So, and then speaking of other sports news, shout out to Novak Djokovic, man. So this was a legacy match. He beat Matteo Berrettini. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing his name correctly, but at Wimbledon. But the reason why I said it was a legacy match because now – this is his 20th Grand Slam. So now it's a three-way tie with most Grand Slams in men's history. So now you got – so he joined basically Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal. They all got 20 Grand Slams apiece. So, man, just them three alone, man, it's been their own golden age of men's tennis. So, you know, shout-out to Djokovic, man. That's pretty big, man, keeping men's tennis just on point, man. So – and look like he might, you know, end up with the most out of all three of them too. So, but that was an interesting story, man. So shout out to Djokovic, man. Definitely one of my favorite tennis players. Let me see here. What else? Conor McGregor. You know, I don't watch MMA. You know what I'm saying? But it's too violent for me. You know what I'm saying? I love boxing, but it's too violent. Yeah, it's violent to me. I'm gonna be honest. You know what I'm saying? I like boxing because it's violent, but it's a sport at the end of the day. MMA is just a straight fight. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just not into it. You know what I'm saying? But McGregor.
I still thought for everybody that ever fucking did MMA.
Yeah, but Conor McGregor, I don't know if you followed his story or if you watched it, you know what I'm saying? But
he broke his ankle.
Broke his ankle? So did you watch it?
Yeah,
so what happened with that? We got about 2 minutes. We got to make it quick. But what happened?
I just told you, he broke. Conor McGregor snapped his ankle completely. The ankle got snapped completely to where when he stepped down on it and shit, that bitch turned a whole other direction. And the bone hit the ground and everything else like that.
Oh,
it was a nasty, gruesome injury. But honestly, it originally snapped when Conor threw a kick, and Dustin Poirier checked it with his shin. And then as the fight went on and shit, it just got worse and worse, and then it finally just snapped completely.
I don't want to see all that shit. Goddamn. But to me, that's how you know, man. That dude's a fighter, man, to the fullest, man. But I think it's probably time to hang it up, dude. You still should. You know, these dudes, man. These boxers, them fighters, man. They seem like they're just blowing through money. So hopefully, you know, you don't hear nothing about him in a couple of years talking about he's flat broke because he made a lot of money with Mayweather on that.
Well, I mean, he got lucky number 12 Irish whiskey, which is making him a shitload of money.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
I'm like, dude, man, you made your name. It's time to retire, man. Your ankle getting broke. Now you're getting the cauliflower ears real bad, bro. Like, still, man. Like, you still got your face intact. Yeah, but it's just like it's getting worse and worse, man. So it's about that time, man, to hang it up, man. Like, I hate to see him just get beat down to a pulp. You know what I'm saying? And he can't even enjoy his book because he's just basically a shell of himself.
It's hard to make $100 million in one fight and still be hungry.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? That's
like
what I'm
never,
to say, man.
Unless you got to be a certain type of individual to be able to still train at the top level after making $100 million in one fucking fight.
A lot of people ain't built
for that shit.
Yeah. You know, that's what I'm saying, man.
Success can be a blessing and a curse.
That's a fact. So anyway, that's pretty much it, man. You know what I'm saying? We had a long time for the day. Shout out to Black on that topic. Shout out to Smooth on the check in. Shout out to me on this this smaller version of the world famous chopper. More topics next week. I have an extended version of the world famous chopper for all the We ran over with the topic tonight. But Exactly. Black had two stories in one. So basically, definitely follow us on Real Talk, the Twitter page, Real Go Talk. You know what I'm saying? Check that out. Top 10 list coming up, man. Stay tuned. Try to get that out there for the people this week. And if you miss the show, you know, look out for the retweet. So once again, same time next week. You know what I'm saying? We turn it up. You know what I'm saying? It's a summer edition of Real Talk. So everybody stay tuned and everybody be safe and be blessed. Peace. We'll see you next week.
Peace.